Hello and welcome to this audio. It is recommended to wear a diaper while listening to this audio. I want you to begin to relax. Begin to get comfortable and just listen to my voice. Just focus on my voice and my words. Follow my voice. Follow my voice deep into your subconscious mind while you do nothing but relax and listen. Because there is nothing you need to do right now besides relax and listen. You do not need to move. You do not need to think. All you need to do is relax and listen. Feeling more and more relaxed as you listen to my voice. Letting my voice lead you down a path deep into your subconscious mind. Letting my voice lead you to deep relaxation. Feeling so relaxed. Feeling so open. Feeling your subconscious mind open while your conscious mind fades away. Your subconscious mind is opening so wide, ready to take in my every word. Just continue to relax. Feeling so relaxed as you listen to my voice. Relaxing so deeply. Listening so deeply. Ready to take in my every word. Ready to let my words make changes in your mind and body. Ready to go so deep into trance. Now I want you to imagine that wherever you are right now, there is an arrow floating above you, pointed down at you. This arrow isn't an ordinary arrow. It is sparkly and pink and red. It doesn't look like it could hurt you. It looks like it would make you feel so good. This arrow is Cupid's arrow. Cupid, the god of desire, passion, and love. Cupid forced love and passion upon his victims with his enchanted arrows, almost like a curse. This magical arrow is floating above you, pointed down at you. If it were to drop from where it is, it would surely pierce you. I'm going to count down from 5, and as I count down, you will become more and more relaxed and go deeper and deeper into trance. 5, feeling so relaxed. for going so deep. 3, relaxing so deeply, the arrows still floating above you. 2, going so deep into trance. 1, the arrow falls and pierces you, asleep. It seems that you have been pierced by Cupid's arrow. I wonder who Cupid wanted you to fall in love with. There isn't anyone with you right now. It's only you and your diaper that I'm sure feels so good on your body. That I'm sure has you feeling very excitable. I think Cupid's arrow is making you fall in love with diapers. You are going to fall madly in love with diapers. You are going to become obsessed with diapers. Diapers are going to become the object of your affection. And it is so easy for you to love diapers, isn't it? The way the diaper feels on your body now, it just feels so good. You love everything about this feeling. You love everything about the way diapers make you feel. You can't imagine ever not feeling this way about diapers. You are infatuated with diapers. It feels uncontrollable. It feels like your love for diapers just consumes your mind. Whenever you see a diaper, you become so enamored. Whenever you are wearing a diaper, you feel so good. Like nothing else could compare to the feeling and warmth of a diaper on your body. You are in love with diapers. You love everything about diapers. You love diapers so much more than regular underwear or any other clothing item. And you choose to wear diapers every day because you feel like you can't go a single day without diapers. You just love diapers so much. You can't control this feeling. You can't control your desire and love for diapers. You love the way that diapers feel. The feeling of the plastic. The thickness between your legs. You love the way that diapers look. Whether it's a cute design or plain white diapers, there is nothing that looks better to you than a diaper. You love the way that diapers sound. You love the crinkly sound the plastic makes whenever you move. You love everything about You love the sound of the tapes when you change your diaper. You love the way that diapers smell. You love the smell of baby powder. And you love the way your diaper smells after you use it. You just love everything about diapers. You love looking at diapers. You love wearing diapers. You love using your diapers. You love diapers even more after you use them. The only thing that makes you love diapers even more than you already do is using them. You love diapers, and you love using your diapers. You love peeing in your diaper. You love the feeling of the warmth spreading throughout your diaper. You love how squishy your diaper feels after you pee. You love messing your diaper. You love the feeling of filling your diaper. You love using your diaper to its full capacity. Using a diaper how it's meant to be used. You just can't help it. You love it so much. You love using your diaper so much. Your love for using your diapers feels so hard to control. You can't imagine wearing a diaper and not using it. Nothing can make you love diapers more than using them. Using diapers just makes them feel and look so much better to you. You can't help but love using your diapers. You would love to use your diaper now, wouldn't you? So use your diaper. You are going to wet or mess your diaper, or both, and it will feel so good. It will confirm why you are so in love with diapers. So just relax and let go. You know how good it feels to use your diaper. So just use your diaper, knowing how good your diaper will feel. Knowing how much you love using your diaper and how good it feels to be in a full diaper. Just let go. Just let go and fill your diaper. Doesn't that feel so good? Now you know there is another way to use your diaper. Another way to make your diaper feel so good. Another way to fill your diaper. You would love to fill your diaper with cum, wouldn't you? But before you do, you should know that if you come in your diaper right now, it will make Cupid's curse permanent. The effects of Cupid's arrow will become permanent, and you will be in love with diapers forever. You will forever be infatuated and obsessed with diapers. You will forever be a slave to your love for diapers. But that's okay with you, isn't it? You can't imagine loving anything more than diapers. You want to love diapers and be in diapers forever. So you are going to come in your diaper. You are going to pleasure yourself in your diaper, making it feel so good. Making it feel orgasmic. You know nothing could ever compare to this feeling. You know that this is why you love diapers so much. And you know that this is why you want to love diapers and be in diapers forever. So just come in your diaper. You know how good it feels. Coming in your diaper feels so good. Nothing feels better. Come in your diaper so you can be in love with diapers forever. There's nothing else you want besides diapers and to be in diapers. Nothing else feels as good as diapers. That's why you're going to come in your diaper, and it's going to feel so good. Now that you have completely used your diaper, you are going to be in love with diapers forever. You will be obsessed with diapers forever. And you will be a slave to your desire for diapers forever. It is almost time to return to consciousness. Even after you awake, you will still be cursed with your desire for diapers. You will continue to crave diapers and to be obsessed with diapers forever. I am going to count to five, and when I get to five, you will awake from trance. One. Two. 3. Four. Five. Awake.